Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I can't believe that Chattanooga, Tennessee, mm-hmm. is like a real actual place.
Somebody right now is probably a Patreon member that's in and around that.
Yeah, you know what's weird also is when they like found land back in the day, they would just put a flag and be like, this is mine.
Yeah.
And there's people that already live there. I've been there.
I wanted to do that in a parking space and just put a flag through somebody's Nissan Altima and be like, this is mine now. I'm like, what?
How do you feel? You know, people in New York kept cones in their cars. And so they would just like put it out. Genius. Like, no, this is my spot.
You know how everybody's hopping on crypto right now, and then by the time they get on it, it's too late?
Uh-huh.
That was the gold rush. People were like, oh, we're in California, there's gold, and then everybody moved here, but by the time they got there was no gold left.
Yeah, they were just having gold flakes.
The gold rush was the original cryptocurrency.
Hold
guys,
on. And
is
gold,
this making sense?
Gold is backed. Our money's backed by gold.
It's my money, and I want it now.
Okay. Do you believe in banks?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you about to tell me you don't?
Some people don't believe in banks. Some people literally put their money underneath a mattress.
I want to do that. But then logically, like, oh, that doesn't make sense. But why not?
Didn't you, like, just get a credit card, like, 11 months ago?
No, I don't know where you're getting this information from.
I thought for a while you didn't have a credit card.
Does my body type give that off? Do you look at me and be like, this guy doesn't have a credit card? I used to have one, but I used to always put everything on debit.
Isn't it funny that if you leave your money in your bank account, you're essentially losing money?
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were gaining money.
No, buddy. Inflation. Inflation is a higher rate.
What does that
mean?
The
savings account. What is what?
Inflation.
Inflation? I mean, is the cost of goods go up every year? Cost of goods go up every year like 2% or some dumb shit.
Oh, I was...
What do you think it was?
I was thinking of the word inflammation.
I mean,
inflammation is like when
inflammation is money inflation.
But what happens when you eat something and then it like you fucks up your stomach? Inflammation.
I thought inflammation was like swollen.
Swollen.
Yeah. So that's essentially what happens to your
like
money.
My muscles are inflammation.
Well, your muscles will be inflated.
Have you ever had creatine?
Yes.
So funny. Your body just adds like so much water weight and you're like, I'm buff now. And you're like,
is that what creatine does?
Yeah, it adds water weight.
Dude, high school was such a huge thing for creatine. Everyone fucking took creatine.
Dude, anything so you could be slightly bigger, so you could just wear a tank top at all given costs. It's literally a blizzard outside, and you're like, yeah, people want to see my arms.
It's so funny that girls are attracted to big muscles. What the fuck?
Hilarious.
We're not Vikings. We don't need big muscles anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know, they look at a girl. They look at a guy. They're like, wow, big arms. What he can do with those? Not a goddamn thing. Open a fucking can of jelly.
They could probably finger really good.
Oh, dude, you ever seen those guys with big fat fingers? I always think my dad has big fat fingers.
No, God.
He looks like
fingers.
Yeah, well, no, they look like dick fingers to me.
I asked you this earlier. There it is. Dude, I remember watching a porn one time when I was younger where a lovely lady smoked a cigar out of her cooter.
Can girls inhale with their pussies?
Well, this lovely lady could.
Well, she's not lovely.
She was pretty cool. She was ripping them. Just like blowing O's out of it.
Can you imagine going into your daughter's room being like, Samantha! Just blowing O's with her vape pen or Jewel right in her cooter.
I didn't even think about that. Modern day, Jewel in the coochie.
That's what it
title,
is.
Title, Jewelgy. Jewelgy? It's a stretch. Jewel, they're gone. What happened to them? CDC?
When you die, do you want a eulogy?
What is that?
It's a thing.
I know what it is, but what is that?
It's the thing that they talk about. You're like, oh, Trevor was always on time or whatever they would talk about you.
Hype me up.
Really?
Rerun all my videos. Just play the fucking White Claw video 35 times. Play the Bang video.
But who cares? You're dead. You're not going to know.
Oh, I'm not gonna.
And you don't
know.
Even believe in ghosts.
No.
Dude, what?
I don't know. I don't know. Doesn't everybody do that?
What, eulogies?
Yeah.
I think you could probably request not to have a eulogy. My dad wants to take his ashes and go to Yellowstone and just throw them in the fucking ocean. Or ocean, whatever.
Yeah, well, it's like a scenic place, right?
Yeah.
It is interesting if you're just hiking and you're like, God, is there a fire? That's got to be weird planning your own. Like, oh, this is how my funeral is going to look. I don't even want to think about that.
No. I'm not even doing a will. I'm just going to have my family members fight over it. That's what I want.
You have to arm wrestle on my tombstone.
Yeah, the will is you're going to open it up, and there's going to be like 15 people around. They're like anxiously waiting. Oh, maybe Uncle Michael left me something, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to open the whole will, and she's going to say, fight. Period.
Yeah.
For all my stuff, you're going to have to fight for it.
Fight for it?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, somebody is racked out off yogurt land. Oh, what did your dad do? He owns yogurt land.
It's just odd. But we've talked about this a million times, and I don't care. It is just odd that like there's people out there that just like own the most random shit.
And they're racked out.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the Cayman Islands on a boat just doing coke off of his maid's ass, and he owns yogurt land.
Like so much money. What a dumb name. What a stupid name. You like have a yogurt place, right? And then you're like, what should I name it? Yogurt land? Dumb. Stupid name for that.
I don't think there's ever a cool name for like yogurt though.
Really?
I mean, it's yogurt. Frozen yogurt.
What about yum yum yogurt? Boom.
Worse.
Absolutely not.
Hi, thank you for calling Yum Yum Yogurts.
Please back me up. That doesn't sound bad.
Hi, welcome to Yogurt Land.
Welcome to Yogurt
Land. Land is funny. You put a flag in there and go, this is Yogurt Land.
Yogurt's very so accurate. Do you eat yogurt?
I love yogurt.
Well, of course you would.
What do you mean? Yogurt? Frozen yogurt? You don't like frozen yogurt?
It's fine.
All right. What's your preference? You getting scoops of ice cream?
I like ice cream. Yeah. Yeah. Ice cream over yogurt. But I also like to make my own. So like,
you know, I had recently, speaking of make my own, very random. It was very hot in Los Angeles last week, and I went to Coldstone.
Oh.
I haven't been to Coldstone in forever. Is that the place where if you tell them they have to sing for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God, I want to just like put a dollar in there, but eh.
Is Coldstone the place? Like, I don't know.
Coldstone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's to answer my question.
What are you saying?
But like, what is it exactly?
So they have the scoops, and then they put it on like a marble slab of Coldstone, and then they Coldstone, and then you pick what you want, and then they like mix it all in with these like little.
Oh,
like,
I have been
things.
There. Yeah, scripts.
Yeah, but it's like on a Coldstone, so that's like the fun part.
Like an actual stone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, not like a. It doesn't look like a boulder. It's like a.
I mean, it's
slab
not
like
the fuck the guy pulled the sword
stone.
Out of, but like yeah. It is.
King Arthur, huh? Was he real?
Was anything real? Moses splitting Red Sea. Look, I'm Jewish. I want to believe it, but look, I...
Are you going to raise your kids Jewish?
Kids?
You're not going to have kids?
No, probably. I'll do like a half and half thing.
What does that mean?
You know, they'll have Christmas and Hanukkah. Why not?
That's tight. Okay, I like that.
And then when he's 13, I'm like, it's time to become a man. And he's like, bar mitzvah? And I go, no, let's go hunt elk in the forest.
You have to. And you have to be drunk as shit.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I think if I didn't, my mom would just... She'd be very sad. But my dad was Christian. My dad, he probably doesn't care. But right. My mom's like, the family... Because my uncle, he grew up Jewish, and then he ditched it. With his new lady, he just doesn't... They don't practice it.
Is his new lady not Jewish?
Well, no, the way he's been with the same... His wife was Christian, and they just converted straight over to Christmas. He just pulled the skirt on the Judaism.
That's hilarious.
So, I think my mom, at least my mom's side of the family, you know, she'd probably want to, you know, keep it around at some point.
Yeah.
Keep the tradition hot.
Yeah. I'm just going to stick with Christmas, man. It's so much better than Hanukkah.
It's a big delay. The
eight days. Matzo ball soup, and that's it.
8 nights. It's a lot going on.
Hanukkah doesn't have great PR. Christmas has great fucking PR, dude. Santa Claus,
yeah, because
goddamn beard.
If we're talking streams, Michael Bublé blowing Modest Yahoo out the water.
Dude, oh, what I wanted to ask you. Oh, isn't it funny that when you have kids, they just expect you to know things?
Yeah.
That's...
Well, also, if you see somebody with kids, you're like, oh, they're responsible. That doesn't mean anything.
Nothing.
You see somebody like holding a baby out front of like a random restaurant, you're like, oh, they planned this day out. They planned to go get a hibachi grill after this.
All a kid is just getting fucked raw. That's all it is.
That sentence didn't sound right.
But you know what I mean? Everyone's it's a miracle. It's blah, blah, blah. No. You just got cummed in raw. That's it. And it's, you know what's also weird? Is when your mom or your dad or your whole family was like, when are you guys going to have kids? That's literally just them being like, so, when are you going to come in my daughter a bunch? Weird.
Not wrong.
Weird.
Not wrong. The and fact then, that we were all sperm. What I want to know is, since I was the egg that hit the, since I was the sperm that hit the egg,
yeah,
who was behind me? Who was in second place?
Knowing, like, it is crazy.
Like, that, what? Who would that
who
have
lost?
Been? Yeah. What in the stream could have been? Because me, as a champion, an athletic man that I am, I touch the egg first.
Yeah. Right?
Think about that. We came out of this world, come, but as winners.
We entered this world.
I was first.
As winners, dude.
Somebody was right behind me.
Motivation.
And who knows? It could have been the next Shel Silverstein behind me.
Yeah. And instead, we got Trevor Wallace. Famous YouTube sketch
legend.
Guy. Legend.
Legend.
Sketch legend.
Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up. Only $5 a month. God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.